Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's behind that?
Well, the rising number of coronavirus cases, for one. You've seen large increases in cases in California across much of the South. That has caused health officials to caution against reopening, or slow reopening in some cases, or pull it back. We just had an announcement in California this week urging the closure of movie theaters for a few weeks. And as a result, movie studios are also wary of putting out their movies. So Warner Brothers pushed the release of its movie Tenet, which is the new film from Christopher Nolan, the director of Inception. Disney pushed the release of Mulan, which was initially supposed to come out in March and has since been pushed a couple times. So I think there's just a growing awareness in the movie industry that it's not yet safe to put hundreds or thousands of people into movie theaters right now.
I know Cinemark has pushed back their opening to July 24th, and they say that for the first couple of weeks they're going to be showing classics to try and get a read. Do you think anybody will turn out for those?
You know, I think some people will go. We've seen the number of people who are willing to go to bars, to restaurants, to beaches. You know, the issue right now in a lot of cases doesn't seem to be demand for these communal activities. You know, I've spoken to people in the live music business who think that if they hosted a concert tomorrow, they could pack it with hundreds or thousands of people. The issue is really one of safety and how they can make it a safe environment for those people who take part.
So when will we start seeing the big movies? When are they going to roll out the big guns?
You know, supposedly in the middle of August. That's when Tenet, the Christopher Nolan movie, is supposed to come out, and it will be followed by Mulan and a few other movies. But I'm not holding my breath right now because these movies have already been pushed once or twice in both of those cases before, and we really just don't know what the numbers are going to look like. You know, California, which is the biggest state in the union, obviously started to open up pretty aggressively and has had to roll that back as cases have gone up. And if you're a major theater chain or you're a major movie studio and you can't open your movie in Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, Miami, Dallas, some of the biggest cities, which are in states that either have really high caseloads or are hesitant to open up, it's not a great time to open your movie. So it's very hard to forecast right now. You know, when I spoke with people at Warner Brothers and at Warner Media about Tenet, they acknowledged when they pushed it to the middle of August that they might have to push it again. They're hopeful that they can open up again, but it's going to really depend on what public health officials say.
Do we know what the seating is going to be like when the theaters do reopen?
Different theaters have given kind of different statements. They've said that they will be opening at limited capacity, probably at least at the start, at about 25% in a lot of these cases. So, you know, imagine having one person every three or four seats. But I think these plans will also change as they get instructions from different health officials.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.